He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, June 23rd, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've got another good start to the market today. Hey, there's hopes. There's hopes that the Greek problem will be solved this week, maybe by Friday. We'll see. But right now, the Dow is up 68 points. The Dow is at 18,187 after a big day on Monday. The S&P 500 is up 5 points. That's about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,127. The NASDAQ nearing new all-time highs once again. Up just a couple of points today, though. Not as strong as the other two indexes, but it is up 2.5 points. It's at 5,156. Crude oil seems to be happy. Right around $60 per barrel. $59.82 is where crude has settled. Don't forget, it got cleared down to $42. Per barrel. So those oil drillers are pretty happy on a relative basis with 59.82 oil right now. Gold seems to be happy right around 1200. Boy, it's been mired there for a long, long time. Gold is at $1,178 today, down 0.5%. The euro is falling again. The euro is at 1.16. As the printing presses continue to roll in Europe, printing more euros. The 10-year yield, 2.41% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Markets hoping for a Greek deal. Will we get a Greek deal? It seems to be a lot more, the probabilities are a lot higher than they were last week when things looked pretty bleak and we had some triple-digit sell-offs in the market as it looked like Greece leaving the European Union was becoming more and more likely. And, of course, the market didn't like it on Friday when the leader of Greece met with the leader of Russia. That can't lead to anything good. Can anything good come from that? Well, Greece has been given now a 48 hours deadline to reach a deal to make the final push needed to satisfy creditors and end a 5-month standoff over aid that risks splitting the euro. And, of course, we saw a big rise in the market on Monday. Expectations for a deal climbed sharply when Athens finally submitted a set of reform measures that began to converge with the terms demanded by creditors. So we'll see. The cash-starved country owes $1.6 billion to the IMF soon. And if that's not paid, then you'll see the market sell off again. If we do get a Greek deal, I would really expect the European stock market to take off again. It's already up about 8.5% on the year. Let's not forget that as investors, it's good to follow the quantitative easing printing presses. Not that it's good for their economies, not that it's good for their currencies, but as investors, we have to take what's given to us, and that's where the printing presses are right now. They're in Japan. They're in Europe. And to some extent, they're in China, but they're lowering interest rates over there. They're not doing the quantitative easing like we did. And ours, of course, ended here late last year. Meanwhile, in Europe, business growth hits a 4-year high. That's why I continue to say that, if they can get that Greek deal behind them, I think that Europe could really blast off, and I have a pretty good exposure to Europe. I own an exchange-traded fund that's leveraged on Europe, and I own several European stocks that have done very, very well. Not only are they benefiting from a printing press in Europe and quantitative easing, but they're also benefiting from a rising interest rate environment. Remember I said that banks and financials do well in a rising interest rate environment. So those European financials have two things going for them, a printing press and rising rates. Now, speaking of rising rates, we're now at 2.41% on the 10-year, and it can go a heck of a lot higher. Remember, the Fed has not even moved yet. The market is taking interest rates higher in anticipation of, one, Fed hikes coming, and two, an overall rising interest rate environment. I saw on Monday when the market was roaring that the REITs, the real estate investment trust, were slumping. They were down on a day when the market is up. Why is that? Because the REITs are vulnerable. The REITs are sensitive to rising interest rates. In fact, the REIT index is now down 3% year to date. It was off 0.6% today, while the S&P 500 had a very, very good day. And I continue to warn investors to avoid interest rate sensitive investments because we are in a rising interest rate environment. And if your broker, your money manager says to stay the course, well, just remember, like I said, I hate to beat a dead horse, but they're more than likely were the people saying to stay the course back in 2008, 2009, when the S&P slumped by 53% when earnings crumbled here in America. And that's why we continue to look forward to the earnings projections of the S&P 500, because that will be one of the major clues as to when the six-year-plus bull market is finally over. I don't see those signs yet. Meanwhile, the dark side of the street of a rising interest rate environment, obviously the bond market, real estate investment trust, and other interest rate utilities, other interest rate sensitive types of investments, the sunny side of the street. What led the market higher on Monday when the market was roaring and interest rates were rising? It was the financials that led the market higher. And I've been telling you that the financials do well in a rising interest rate environment. On Monday, the financials were up 1.6%, while the S&P was only up 0.7%. You had yield-sensitive Bank of America, which is on the good side of the street, up 1.8%. And you had other financials, SunTrust, up 1.3%. Some of those European banks, I saw my UBS breaking out on Monday. And let's not forget the insurance stocks, which also do well in a rising interest rate environment. Many of them do. MetLife was up 2% on Monday. Prudential was up 1.6% on Monday. Lincoln Financial was up 1.4%. Why were they up? Because interest rates were rising again on Monday. And let's not forget the brokerage firms, which make a lot more money on the cash sitting in their firms. E-Trade up 3.3% on Monday. Schwab up 2.2%. Ameritrade up 1.3%. I tried to show you here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour that there's a sunny side of the street and there's a dark side of the street. When the wind changes, when the environment changes. Remember, we've been in a falling interest rate environment for the last 10 years. That's a major sea change to see interest rates bottom out and now enter into a rising interest rate environment. You can't keep doing the same thing that you did over the last 10 years because it's not going to work going forward. It's a dead-end road. In fact, it's going to cause losses if you're on the wrong side of the street. So I don't know what the asset allocation houses are telling their investors today. I don't have an account with an asset allocation house. Maybe you do. But I think you should ask them to justify them staying the course in the bond market in a rising interest rate environment. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, do you want to be on the sunny side of the street, or do you want to be on the side of the street that has got the wind howling against it at the current time? And that's things that are interest rate sensitive. You know, I attended a conference about a month ago that was put on by Scottrade. And one of the themes of that conference is that the big brokerage firms are bracing, preparing for a rising interest rate environment. They see it coming. Yet does the water reach the end of the row down to the financial advisor that's been taught to asset allocate, to spread assets around? Well, you know, I mean, I guess that's a good all-weather type of a system. You're not going to lose too much. You're not going to make too much. You're going to hold together. You're going to stay alive, and they're going to keep you as a client over the years. But I just have a hard time justifying staying in bond funds or other interest rate sensitive types of investments like real estate investment trust, etc. That's just me. They do not do well in a rising interest rate environment. So let's look at something that does do well in a rising interest rate environment. You know, the financials, they've been struggling with very little margin. When you're borrowing money at a very low rate and putting it out at a very low rate, there's just not much. There's not much fat on that rabbit to go around. But as interest rates start to rise, they get a double benefit from that. Number one, there's a little bit more of a margin in there between the taking in of deposits and the lending of those deposits, one. And two, they make more money on the cash that they have, the hoards of cash, some of these brokerage firms that they have sitting in their accounts. And they make a little bit of a margin off of that also. So the brokerage houses, they like a rising interest rate environment. In fact, I'm looking at one here that I'm going to feature here this morning by the name of Charles Schwab Corp. You ever hear of them? Well, they're one of the biggest brokerage firms and really one of the pioneers in the whole discount brokerage movement. Schwab provides brokerage, banking, and financial services to 11.8 million clients via 325 branches in 45 states and in Puerto Rico. Schwab is a large cap stock. Schwab is a $44 billion company headquartered in San Francisco, California. Schwab also pays a dividend. You could put this, could fit in a conservative growth account because it has been a growth stock over the years. Or you could tuck it into a growth and income account because it does also pay a yield. You're not going to get rich off of the yield. The yield is a little less than 1%. But between the yield and the capital appreciation of the stock, it's done a pretty good job for investors in Schwab over the years. And the thing that jumps off the page here at me with Schwab, Schwab's expected to make $1.04 this year, 2015, which is only 8% more than last year. That's still a pretty good jump for a $44 billion company. But what I like is in 2016, Schwab is expected to make $1.51 in earnings. That would be a 45% jump in earnings 2016 versus 2015. And all things being equal, when earnings go up by 45% in a year, you should see some pretty good capital appreciation along with it. Although there are absolutely no guarantees. That's all we know is the analysts right now expect a pretty big jump in earnings going forward for Schwab, which is being helped along by a rising market. That doesn't hurt. New accounts, people trading. Every time somebody pulls the trigger on a trade, I don't know what Schwab is charging. I don't know, $8, $10 per trade. That adds up during the day. That cash register is ringing during the day. And all those hordes of cash that are sitting in accounts at Schwab, they're earning a little bit more these days and probably will earn a little bit more in the future. And that's leading to some pretty good projections for the company going forward. It's obviously in the financial sector. It's obviously a large cap stock. Again, I would put it in a conservative growth or in a growth and income profile. Now, how has the stock performed over the years? Well, over the last 12 months, it's up 23%, while the market is up 8%. It gets an A-minus momentum grade. Over the last 3 years, Schwab has delivered a total annual return of 41% per year, while the market's delivered 16.7. And over the last 10 years, Schwab's delivered an average of 13% per year, while the market's delivered 5.8. It gets a performance grade of B+. Well, it's not a hot little biotech, but for a large dividend-paying stock, those are some pretty good numbers, superior numbers. Now let's take a look at the valuation numbers on Schwab. Momentum is good. It's good to have relative strength on your side. And in fact, Schwab is hitting a new all-time high as we analyze it here today. And Schwab is a stock that I own in my conservative accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. And it's a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts also. We currently have a stock that is trading at a discount to its anticipated growth rate going forward. In fact, the PEG ratio works out to 0.90. It's less than one. The stock continues to trade at a discount to its anticipated growth rate. When I take the earnings estimates next year, which are currently $1.51 per share, how many shares does Schwab have? Let's see, $1.51. The company has shares outstanding 1.3 billion shares. So Schwab's going to make about $2 billion in earnings next year. That's the anticipation. Now, when I extrapolate out the numbers and put a reasonable multiple on the stock, I come up with a target price of about $62 per share 5 years from now. A lot can happen between now and then, and the stock is currently trading at $34 per share. Schwab is a good example of a best stock. Now it comes in at number 86 out of 4,154. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. When I hear that Lynyrd Skynyrd riff, I'm reminded my mother's one of her best friends had a son who ended up being one of the founding members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ed King, who grew up in Glendale, California. He first started the Strawberry Alarm Clock. I had a number one hit song that he wrote, Incense and Peppermints. Then he wrote another hit song by the name of Tomorrow. And eventually, I guess the Lynyrd Skynyrd opened up for Strawberry Alarm Clock at one of their concerts, and he got to know the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, ended up joining the band, and he was fortunate. He quit the band. He had some health issues right before the plane crash that took the guy who replaced him in the band was killed in the plane crash. So Ed King survived that one. And in recent years, I know that Ed King has had some heart issues. In fact, he recently had a heart transplant, but he's still cranking away. In fact, I saw him being interviewed here recently. He also wrote Sweet Home Alabama. He co-wrote Sweet Home Alabama. So tribute to Ed King, who my mother and his mother were very good friends growing up. Anyways, let's take a look. Let's stay on the sunny side of the street, okay? I don't like bad weather. I don't like going out in the ocean when it's rough. I stay in. I like it when it's nice and sunny and the seas are calm and the fish are biting. And one of the areas of the market right now where the currents are favorable is the insurance sector. Now, I know that sounds boring. An insurance stock? Especially for you guys listening in the Silicon Valley. You know, you're all about GoPro and Ambarella and some of these hot social media stocks, etc. But don't forget, there's a whole world of stocks out there, and there's something called diversification. And sometimes the technology stocks aren't the place to be. In fact, to be honest with you, technology stocks aren't a real favorable place to be. Now, they still are, but at some point in time, rising interest rates aren't good for technology stocks because a lot of companies, you know, borrow money to make their big acquisitions. Now, you could say, well, companies are sitting on a lot of cash these days. That's true. But overall, a rising interest rate environment hurts consumer types of stocks, and it's not the best for technology stocks. So let's not forget those insurance stocks, all right? They do serve a purpose. One that I've done real well with, and I continue to own it in my moderate risk profile. Now, as of Friday, the market was up about 1 or 2% year-to-date. My little moderate risk profile was up about 9%. I think it's up about 10 after yesterday. It's doing very nicely. It's in a sweet spot in the market, the small and mid-cap stocks. And, of course, it's almost all U.S. stocks. Maybe there's a few Chinese stocks sprinkled in there. But one of the stocks I own is AmTrust Financial Services. Remember, the financials are one of the areas of the market that benefit from rising interest rates. And you might say, well, don't a lot of the insurers own a lot of bonds in their portfolio? Some of them do, and those are the ones that you don't want to own. But others have a lot of cash that they keep in reserves on the sidelines, and they're earning more money, you see, on that cash sitting in the sidelines that they have right now. And then there's some really good insurance stocks that are growth stocks, like AmTrust, which is headquartered in New York, New York. AmTrust is a $5.3 billion market cap company. It currently resides in my moderate risk profile. It's not a big conservative, large cap stock. This isn't AIG or one of the big insurers. And yet it's not a little small startup either. They've been around. They have a 10-year track record now as a publicly traded company. They also pay a little dividend of 1.6%. So you could also make a case for the stock as a growth and income play. Got the dividend, 1.6%, and the stock is also growing. Now, how has the stock done over the years? To me, I like superior performance, right? I like the team that's in the World Series hunt every year, year after year, the St. Louis Cardinals of the world, right? and other great franchises in sports, year after year, they're contenders, tells me they've got some pretty good management. And that's what I see at AmTrust Financial Services. Over the last 5 years, AFSI has delivered 45% per year to investors. That's the total return, includes the dividend and the capital appreciation. That's triple what the market has returned. And the Best Stocks Now app gets all excited. It gets all a flutter when it sees stocks that are outperforming the index. It sees a 3-year return. It reports back to me that AFSI has been delivering 41% per year to investors, while the market's been delivering about 17%. And over the last 12 months, AFSI is up 53%. Market's up 8.2%. You know, just speaking to my KDAO listeners in the Silicon Valley, there's not a lot of tech stocks that have put up numbers like that. Let's go through those numbers once again. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 45% return, total return, while the market's delivered 14%. We call that alpha. There's a lot of alpha there. Over the last 3 years, 41.2% per year, while the market's 16.7%. And over the last 12 months, 53%, while the market's up 8%. That gives it a performance momentum grade of A-. This little insurance stock is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Should also be noted, back in 2008, when the market went down 38.5%, AFSI was down 14.5%. Now, in my app, every time you look up a stock, a mutual fund, an ETF, you can scroll down and you can find out how it did in 2008, the year that the market went down 38.5%. I think that's an important piece of information. Does the stock have a tendency to hold up better than the rest in a bear market, or does it get slaughtered worse than the rest in a bear market? No guarantees what we'll do going forward, but at least we know how it behaved back in 2008 when the market was down 38.5%. Okay, so we've got the performance numbers out of the way. The performance numbers look very, very good. One of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and it's a workers' compensation insurance stock. All right, now let's take a look at the valuation. The stock is currently trading at 10.6 times, I call it 10.7 times forward earnings. Well, that's a steep discount to the overall market, which is trading at about 15 to 16 times forward earnings right now. AFSI is trading at 10.7. Yeah, insurance stocks don't normally get glamour multiples, but still, this is pretty reasonable, especially when you take into account that the stock's expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. That means not only is it trading at a discount to the market, but it's also trading at a discount to its growth rate. The PEG ratio comes in at 0.71. We get a 5-year target price, when I take those earnings estimates next year, of $6 per share. Multiply them out by 15% per year over the next 5 years and put a multiple on the stock that I think is appropriate, which we can look at other insurance stocks to do comparables. Any real estate appraiser knows that you look at what other houses in the neighborhood have been trading for. And does this house have a little extra? Does this one have a view? Does this one have a little bit bigger lot? Do we need to give it a premium multiple versus the neighborhood? Well, when I give it the multiple that I think is appropriate, I get a $105 target price on AFSI, and the stock's currently trading at 64. This is a stock I have about a 3 or 4% overall position in it in my moderate risk profile. I've got 4,154 different assets to choose from in my Best Stocks Now database. AFSI comes in at number 157. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you say, would there ever be a time that bonds are more favorable than stocks? The answer to that is absolutely yes, a resounding yes. In fact, if we go back to that 2008 time period, which I have listed on the app, you can look up any mutual fund, any stock, any ETF, any index, any sector, and you can see how it did back in 2008. And again, my Best Stocks Now system is a relative system that compares one against another. Just like a classroom full of students, say there's 100 students, you know, about 14 or 15% of them, if you're grading on the curve, are going to get an A. The next 14, 15% are in the B range and on down the line. There's A plus, there's A minus, there's B plus, there's B minus. There's 14 different grades. And of course, they're failing. There's just didn't even get a grade. didn't finish the course. All right. Now, let's go back to 2008 on a relative basis. If you're just ranking the asset classes, bonds, stocks, gold, etc., the long bond, PLT, which looks so horrible now, I mean, it looks absolutely gruesome. That's the U.S. long bond. PLT was up 32%. In 2008, the S&P 500 was down 38.5% that year. So on a relative basis, if you're ranking the asset classes daily, where do you think the bond market and bond funds and bond indexes ranked in 2008 versus the stock market? One was up 32% and one was down 38%. That was then. And this is now. Over the last 3 months, the U.S. long bond, as measured by the ETF, TLT, is down 10.7%. The market's up 0.7. You can see how it has started to just come unraveled. And now over the last 3 years, while the market's been delivering 16.7% per year, the U.S. long bond, 0.4%. So you can see on a relative basis how the bond market has trailed the stock market badly. But again, that does not mean that there won't come a time again at some point in the future when bonds are the place to be. But right now, not only are they not the place to be, they're a neighborhood to avoid like the plague because there's a lot of risk there. Out of 4,154 different choices, the long bond, TLT, which is 10 years plus, we'll look at the 10-year here in a minute, comes in at number 2,947 out of 4,154. The good news is, there's 1,200 worse assets to be invested in. The bad news is there's 2,946 better assets to be invested in. Now let's take a look at the 10-year. IETF is the ETF that I use, which is the 10-year treasury, which is pretty much the benchmark that's used nowadays for mortgage rates, et cetera. Over it, now it has not done as it has not been hit as hard as the longer yield or the longer term bonds have been hit. This would fit more in the intermediate term range. But over the last 3 years, the benchmark bond market, this would be like the S&P 500 to stocks. This is what IEF is to the bond market. It's the 10-year treasury. It's been averaging plus 1% per year for the last 3 years, while the market's been delivering 16.7. Obviously, the bond market's been the place to be. And I've told you that the last 3 years, I have not had any exposure to the bond market, and I especially wouldn't have any today, as it's finally gone into bearish mode. At least it was neutral for the last 3 years, but I don't see that neutral anymore. Now I see a rising interest rate environment, and it's already starting to underperform the market. Over the last 3 years, 3 months, short term here, the 10-year bond is down 2.7% while the market's up 0.7. Now, is there a time to be in the bond market? Well, go back to 2008. The 10-year was up 17.5% that year. The stock market was down 38.5%. Look at the difference in relative performance. That's why I like a relative ranking system, which is what I invented, called the Best Stocks Now. The 10-year bond IEF ETF currently comes in at number 2,623 out of 4,154. I also showed a chart over the weekend of corporate bonds, which I use LQD, liquid, LQD as the symbol. It comes in at number 2,948 out of 4,154. Well, there's worse places you could be. Not many. But there's a lot of better places that you can be. And if you're looking for good performance out of your portfolio right now on a relative basis, you'd have to say that your bond exposure is dragging your performance down in your portfolio. Now, I know that goes against the conventional wisdom. The efficient frontier, the asset allocation model. But just like it makes no sense to me to ride a stock market down 53% in an asset allocation model, it makes no sense to me to ride the bond market down, whatever it will end up being. The long bond's already down about 11, 12% from its recent high. So if you want a non-asset allocation investment house, we go where the best assets are. We try to stay on the sunny side of the street at Gunderson Capital Management. And we avoid the wind in your face, like the plague. We avoid the dark side of the street. We run when we see problems in a certain asset class. And just like the bond market has now entered into a bear market, there will come a time when the stock market does the same. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or look
this
us up at
bwstreet.com. Or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.